Okay, here we go. Good morning, everybody. Today we're going to be starting a new topic. And the new topic can be found on page 493. It's a fascinating topic. It's got Birkat HaReach, something which is not really discussed that often. So it should be very, very, very interesting. Today's date is the 19th of Elul, which corresponds to the 22nd. 22nd day of September. What I want to do is I want to start off with a Gemara, and then we're going to have to discuss certain principles. So the Gemara, if you take a look in source 1, says the Mar of Zera Mar Rava Bar Yirmiya Mematam Varchin HaReach. When do you say the bracha over smell, over odor? Now here's what's important. We know when it comes to food, what do? We take the food, make a bracha, we eat it. Question is, what is that time zone, what's that relation between the bracha and the smelling when it comes to bracha d'reach? That's the Gemara's question. Gemara answers, tamrato. The answer is, when you actually, I had to look this up, because I was like, what exactly is this case? So the Gemara seems to imply that's referring to a case where the cloud of smoke begins to rise up, right? So you have some type of, remember they're talking about a case where they have, they're burning incense of some sort, and the smoke's beginning to rise. Now, so you made the bracha, bore, whatever bore bracha is, as we'll see in a minute. That's what the Gemara says. Amar le Rav Zera, Rav Zera says, turn the page, v'halo karach, but he's not smelling at that point in time, right? What do you mean? You make a motzach min aretz, you're not about to eat it. You have to have a delay of some sort. He says, no, the difference is ala date lemeichel. No, there, it's your intent to eat it. Okay, but your intent is to smell it right afterwards. Why is that a problem? So what do we see from here? That's actually the end of this part of the Gemara. What do we see from here? That just like by food, you need to basically have intent to eat. You then make the bracha. You intend to eat. You make the bracha. You eat right away. So too, when it comes to smelling things, you need to have intent to smell. So it can't just be that it's like a casual thing, and you have to have intent and purpose to actually smell the item in of itself. So if, meaning if you're walking by, and you might smell something that you don't make a bracha on, you need to have intent, you need to have, you want to smell that rose, you want to smell that mint, okay? That appears to be what the Gemara seems to imply. Okay, that's not the most important part. This is the most important part. Amar Chia Bar Abba Bar Nachman Amar Rav Chizda Marav Amri Le Amar Rav Chizda Mar Ziri. Here we go. Kol Hamur Gemara Mevarchin Lam Borei Atzev Samim. Any which is a mugmar. These were types. They used to have these. And they didn't have like deodorant in those days. So what they would do is they would, shall we say, light things up in order to make the place the room smell much better. And a fragrance of some sort. It's not a pagan thing, right? It's just regular incense, so they make their house smell a little bit better, right? That's what they would do, right? I guess we call them air fresheners today or something. But that's what they Febreze, right? That's what they would do. It. So then the next term I actually have to look up. It's also. So then the Gemara goes on to say chut mimushak. Okay, so what is mushak? So I looked this up. Mushak is musk. Yeah, very good. How'd you know that?
I remember.
You remember? And then I'm like, okay, what's musk? I don't know what musk is?
Musky. It's like a
musky. So here's the answer. Shemen chayahu. Maybe that'll help you. It's oil from a chaya. So based on this, you'll understand the definition of what musk is. What is musk? Musk is essentially something which... Some type of smell. Yeah, some type of smell that comes from an animal. But it's a good smell from an animal. It's not like a bad smell from an animal, because if it's a bad smell, you don't make a bracha on it. It's some type of musk from an... It's some type of oil. I think it's some type of oil.
What happens if, like, a smell to me is bad, but to, like, Shlomo is a good smell?
That's a very good question. Is there subjectivity? So, if it's something which you have to have enjoyment from it. Now, when it comes to food...
I don't like tennis balls.
What?
Like the smell of new tennis balls.
The smell of gas.
I love gasoline.
You like those smells?
Yeah, some people hate gas.
Here, are you ready? Are you ready? I'm going to read this. The musk. Oh, no. That was the problem.
When you unclip that tennis ball thing.
So here's the problem. When you look at the word musk, they tell you that it has to do, there's an animal called the musk. It's a type of deer.
The musk ox.
So.
Smells like the
probably not.
Here, ready?
Musk.
Hey. Here. Yeah. Here, there's, there, found it. Musk was a name originally given to a substance with a penetrating odor obtained from a gland of the male musk deer. The substance has been used as a popular perfume fixative since ancient times. Oh, that's exactly what we're reading about, since ancient times, and is one of the more expensive animal products in the world. So, gentle. Okay, if you want, you can. You're interested in getting involved in the stock market for musk oil. So there you go. So when it, so they take from a gland of an. By the way, how do you like discover this? Oh, let's take a musk, pull out its gland, and see what it smells like. Like, what was the first person? Who was the first person to do that?
Shuckling, and then they.
No, the entire, back in the day, they used to.
They tried to find different parts that were helpful.
Yeah, they definitely.
I thought that was pretty cool. So. What they discovered, I guess, that the gland of this musk smells very... So what do you do? When it comes to the bracha over musk oil, which comes from an animal gland, what is the bracha? There the Gemara says the bracha is... Borei minei besamim. Borei minei besamim, gentlemen, is the shahako of smelling brachas. Right? $3 for a...
On eBay. Only $30
for a musk.
For one drop?
For natural real deer musk intense pheromones.
You mean how much?
2 milliliters.
Okay, 2 milliliters. That's a lot of money.
That sounds really
expensive. 2 milliliters for $30? That's insane.
Wow.
Yeah,
there's like a little drop.
There's a website, deermusk.com.
I'm sure there is. Hey, if there's a market for it, there's a website.
Does it smell have to be natural?
Okay, so that's a very that's an excellent question. We're
this question?
Well,
does the smell have to be
natural? 1 gram of it on this website? I know, it's the grain. From the Himalayas, it's $115.
It's like cells. When you buy cells,
it's
like a little
grain.
Flask.
It's not the
$20,000.
It's the grain.
Just got vitamin.
Guys, we're in the wrong business. We're like, forget oil, forget scotch, musk oil, guys. That's what Muskoka.
Muskoka.
That's where it's from.
That's the Himalayan maybe. Ones. I think it's from different places.
Sure, there's like a knockoff one from China.
Oh my god.
Someone else is going into
25 cents.
AliExpress.
Yeah.
AliExpress.
Okay, someone's been into this now.
The prices are nuts.
Yeah. So there you go. So, what the Gemara said, again, let's go through. So, when we talk about, so okay, just like on animals, when we eat them or fish, you make a shahako. So, the shahako bracha on smelling, on odor, on fragrances, is also borei minei b'samim. So, anything that comes, if we were to smell something that comes from vegetation, then the bracha would change. So let's read on the Gemara. Ein uvarchim borei atzei b'samim ela afar simon shobes rebi, afar simon shobes kesar, v'la hadas shebecho makom. So, the Tivta. The Gemara is going to say, well, wait a second, what are you talking about? We said earlier that on this Mugmaros, we said you make Atze Besamim, right? Yet, we see from here that that's not true. You only make Atze Besamim on this Afar Siman Shabbos Rebbe. So the question is, when do you make an Atze Besamim, right? So I get it, why we make a Borei Minei Besamim on this musk oil, despite the fact that it costs $1 trillion, comes from a byproduct of an animal, it's Atze Besamim, it's Borei Minei Besamim. But when do you make an Atze Besamim? So let's run to the conclusion of the Gemara. The Gemara is a Havamina, that you make a special bracha on things that come from the land of Israel, believe it or not, it's pretty right, called Borei, if it's oil from Israel, the language is Borei Shemin Artzenu. But the Gemara concludes it's actually not the case. And the conclusion is the following. Take a look at the summary here, which is extremely helpful. One is al besamim min eitz. So if your fragrance is coming from a tree, so what would be an example of something that we use where the fragrance comes lemon. From a tree? Okay,
no, but a lemon, you use like a lemon.
Right, so the problem with a lemon is you're taking it not from a tree, you're actually taking it from a fruit, which is a different bracha. So when do you... A hadas, but that's not a no. But hadas is not a tree. That's just a plant.
The actual summit.
Yes.
That?
So, what's an example of a fragrance that you take from an aromatic bark? Yes, that'd be a good example.
Thank you. You're so smart.
So
just made it up.
So
there's such a thing.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there is. So on that you'd make an atze besamim. However, if it's from a mint, right? Mint, which I have in my backyard, which those of you that daven for me on Rosh Yom Kippur know that I bring it to shul, right, on Yom Kippur. The bracha is borei itzbe besamim, because it's an esev, right? It comes from the esev, it comes from the ground. It's the adama bracha of fragrance, right? As opposed to borei atze besamim is the eitz bracha of fragrance. And then here we go. You ready for this one? Besamim she'ena min eitz ve'ena min esev, which would be in our case from musk oil. That is borei min besamim. That's the shahakol bracha. And then hamiriach perot is no ten reach tov b'perot. That's why the lemon wasn't. We couldn't use the lemon as a good example or an etrog because you make a different bracha on that. Ve'im akulam omer borei min besamim your yotze. And if you make just like shahakol, if you make a borei min besamim, not that it's ideal, you should know what you mean. Just like it's not ideal to make a shahakol on something, you should find out what the bracha is. But if whatever for every reason you make a shahakol on food, your yotze. If you make a borei mine besami, you're also yodse as well. So, what exactly is the difference between a tree and vegetation? Right? What is the difference between them? So when it comes to, we did this a long time ago, when it comes to bracha rishona on eitz or adama, we said that to make an eitz on something, it has to be approximately about 10 inches, and it needs to be able to kind of survive throughout the entire year. Those are the prerequisites for it. So, for example, blueberries actually are an eighth because even though we call it berry in modern English, the way it grows is actually much more tree-like. Mashiachin raspberry is actually a halachic berry, in which case you make an adama on a raspberry. People don't realize that, right? So, what about when it comes to atzei besamim and itzvei besamim? So the beer halacha, and this will be, I guess, let's just cheat and go to the end. Go to the end. He summarizes it also at the end of 21 because he has a whole Havmini here and he brings Rusham and Brajman and proofs. But at the end, he concludes that Kivan, Shagdarat Hendakot, it is so complicated as opposed to when it comes to Eitz and Adama, it's a little clearer. When it comes to Itzbe and Atzbe, it's more, shall we say, more ambiguous. Nirkas Kanet Sugat Machim. So here we go. That what he does is he lists common ones. Because the question is do we use the same standard as Eitz and Adama? It's not so simple, that's the standard that we use. That's why things are a little complicated, to say the least. So he says here the following. On Hadassim, so Hadassim are the myrtles, Pirche Hadarim, Vradim, like roses, anything, Shoshanim, Yasmin, Seva, any of those things are Eitzvei B'Samim. And that really comes from the ground. So your mints, your roses, because that's a bush, right? Cinnamon, all those things that clearly come from the ground is borei itzvei besamim. But anything which would be, for example, borei atzei besamim, my mistake, that's borei atzei besamim. Itzvei besamim is going to have to come from a roda, a na'ana, and a nirka, that is going to come from mint. So anything that really even grows on a bush is actually going to be a atzei besamim. Anything that has to be a weed almost, those are going to be itzvei besamim. It's a very fine distinction. But anything which is a flower, like a hadas is a flower, right? A rose is a flower. Anything that's a flower is actually going to have the status almost of a tree, which is very counterintuitive, but maybe not really, because those are real. They grow all year round, right? They grow all year round. They're up all the time, right? In the winter, they still have some bush to them. Those types of things are going to be a borei atzei besamim, as opposed to itzvei besamim, are going to be things like mint, which if you go, I know my mint, if you walk by my mint plant, my mint, whatever it's called, in the winter, you don't even see it there. It's totally gone, right? So that is often the distinction that people say, the difference between itzvei besamim and atzei besamim. Which kind of mimics also the Adama and AIDS. And then, of course, if it's something that you pluck that it's edible, that people eat it, like an etrog, right? Those things, that you'd make a hanotin reach tov bapira. So those are kind of the distinctions that you make between the different products that we use for fragrances. But it appears that it needs to have, obviously, a positive, nice smell. Anything that does not have a enjoyable smell, you would not make a bracha on. Just like food, which is not edible, you also don't make a bracha on. So that would be a similar...
Because what happens if Shlomo walks by and says, such a great mint-smelling tree, whatever, right? But I walk by and I'm like, okay, I don't like
it. So the difference would be, and this is where intent is very important, if you have to pick up the mint and say, I'm smelling it, not because I'm just picking it up because I'm walking, but I have intent to smell it because it's a positive thing. Did you make a bracha?
It's positive to yourself.
So it has to be positive. You have to find it enjoyable. Yeah, just like if, yeah.
Did you suit size to you, but not to your friend?
So, okay, that was a good summary. It's worthwhile. Sometimes then I was good. It's a very, very complicated beer halacha, but I think that's the distinction between bushes and between your mints that totally shrivel up and disappear. Between the difference between atzei basamim, itzvei basamim. Have a great day, everyone. Yeah.